CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.
WD9YPA Mobile.
MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.
Running the net tonight there, Mike? AC9 Angel. Well, I wish I'd have been out. I had to do my taxes.
Yeah, that's okay. It happened.
So does this. This happens too. I won't do it again. Shame on me. I like ZZ Top. What can I say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good.
I got on the Kosciuszko Warsaw net, and I told them about the tailgate ham fest we're having. They had one question: when will it end? When will it be over?
Well, the flyer doesn't say, so I don't remember.
That's what I was working off of. When I asked at the meeting the other night, the information was on the website. Because that's what I was planning to work off of, and I did.
So, of course, it one, but I don't know. That's about to start in 45 seconds, 18-9-HL.
N9OKA, I'll talk to John.
Okay. Mike, K9OKA here, mobile.
Are you really breaking up? Is that you, John?
This is Jeff. Fox Trot, K9KOK.
LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JFI 146.610, negative offset PL tone of 131.8, and await instructions from net control. If you'd like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website lpcarc.org. And if you're interested in seeing the check-ins during the net, just sign into ham.live and look for LPCARC information net. Ham.live also has a live text chat. It's like having two nets at the same time. You can post pictures, links, anything you want. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radioactive is the point of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers or phones with a browser. There's also a video on the website to help set up an account. It is free. If you need assistance, we can try to help on the net here. Look forward to seeing you on ham.live. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask the club officer check-ins first, followed by short time on mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live list as I currently have it at that time. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will ask for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session.
MI3 Network.
All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I'll ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question, or even just the radio and antenna you're currently operating, or even just a radio check, whatever you want. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. Well, I thought I might. C9HO, net control, please call now. All right, hearing nothing, I will now. Sorry about that phone call. Hearing nothing, I will now take check-ins from mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, please call now. All right, here's a reply to that person calling me. Mobile or short time stations, please call now. Alright, hearing nothing there, I will go to the ham.live list as I have it, and right now it's just KD9BUV. Brian, do you have anything for the net? Well, I'm starting to wonder, am I even getting out? Something going on here?
Alright, here we go.
I think I might know what's happening here. A lot of people might not hear the repeater because I've been playing with it, and it's not transmitting a PL tone right now. You got to use a PL tone to get into it, but it's not transmitting one. So if everybody has the radio set up for tone squelch, they're not going to hear anything. Repeater, you're not even holding it. Only a couple words here and there. Yeah, you're hearing it because you don't have your squelch, your tone squelch set for receive. You got it wide open so you can hear all signals. But if anybody has their radio set to 131.8 on receive, they're not going to hear anything, and I think that's why we're not getting any check-ins. So, I think I'm going to have to do some changing here on the fly.
And I know KA, I hear you just fine.
Hey, why, I hear you fine too.
Me too? Hey, it's KI9NG.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
So when you unkey, I hear static crash after you unkey. I hear a squelch crash after you let go of the key. So I don't hear anybody else doubling with me. So pay attention here. When I unkey, do you hear a static crash? I'm going to unkey now.
Yeah, didn't hear anything. And I wasn't hearing it earlier today either, but now it's doing it. But now I'm not getting any check-ins, and I think it's because they have their radio set up for tone receive.
So do I need to make some changes to my radio or what?
The way it was. Bill, are you on the computer? Because if you are, I did a backup. So if you restored the backup from today, it'll put us right back where we were before I started playing around.
So I can be. I will look into that and try to get you going there. I'm on my cell phone now, and I think that's interesting that I hear a squelch crash because I have, there's nothing RF on my side at all. So the repeater is hearing you. That's really interesting. It tells me that it has more to do with the input side than the output side. Anyhow, I will try to do that, and then I'll shoot you a text right before the repeater restarts. KI9NG.
Okay, very good. I'm signed in, but I got to make my window bigger so I can actually do it real quick. Please stand by. The net will continue here momentarily. AC9HO net control.
If it's not sticking, you need duct tape. Otherwise, you need a hammer. N9OKA.
All right. I think we're back on air exactly the way we were, so I'm going to start over at check-ins. My apologies for the issues, but this is why we do the net. We're not just testing your radios, we're testing the repeater too. So I will now take check-ins from current club officers. Please call now. Okay, hearing nothing, I'll take check-ins from mobile or short-time stations. Please call now. All right, I want to do a quick test here. Yep, okay. So I did fix it. All right, now, ham.live, KD9VUV. This is AC9HO net control. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. This is Kilo Delta 9, Victor Uniform Victor. I don't have anything for the net. Thanks for running the net back in net control.
Frequency, but couldn't hear anything a moment ago.
Yes, I did, Kurt.
Okay, I was trying some repeater adjustments and it didn't work out so well, so I reverted back to the way it was, and so apparently you have your radio set up for receiving the PL tone. Which means if this repeater is not transmitting a 131.8 PL tone, you will not hear it, which is exactly what happened. So I reverted back to the way it was, and we are working as we were. So, all right, Brian, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, that completes the ham.live list as I have it currently. So we will take check-ins, anybody, anywhere, and I did not put anybody down that said you could hear me, so we're going to have to start from the top. So anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO net control, please call now. November Delta 9 call.
KI9NG.
Monterey. Alpha Delta 9, Echo Alpha.
Okay, I think that might be a good spot to stop. I have, and this one I hope I have right because I could barely hear you, NDE9G, Randall, and then I have KI9NG, Bill, N9OKA, Mike, 89GY, Mike, and 89EA, Keith. Almost said Mike again just because I was on a roll. But back to the top of the list, ND9G, Randall or Randy, whatever you go by. Do you have anything for the net tonight?
Roger, Roger. November, Delta 9, Charles, Randy, and Bold. November, Delta 9, Charles, Randy, and Bold. November, Delta 9, Charles.
Okay, Randy, well, you're very, very noisy into the repeater. I made out most of what you said. I think you said you're in Lowell. If I hold my cursor, it says low on my screen, too. But ND9G, that's the first time I heard that call sign. I like that. I like that a lot. I think I've seen it on the list. Is that one that a vanity call sign? Okay, yeah, go ahead and switch radios because I didn't catch what your call sign used to be, so go ahead and try. Now, I'm going to guess, Randy, unless you haven't switched yet, that didn't work for you. ND9G, Randy, did you get switched over there, or did we lose you completely?
Houston, we have a problem.
Well, Randy, I'm going to move on with the list, but feel free to come back in anytime soon to get that thing up and going, or even your other radio. But I'm going to move down the list here to keep the net going. So next on the list, we have KI9NG. Bill, do you have anything for the net?
Well, thanks for doing the net tonight. There, Kurt. Good to hear you. It's been a long time since I've been on here. I wish I would have made it out to the meeting. I've started a project called iNode, India November Oscar Delta Echo. It's a project that monitors all the traffic on your All-Star node and transcribes it and displays it to you in a user-friendly GitHub so that it can be easily installed. And I plan on trying to get to one of the meetings and show everybody and see if everybody thinks that it would be wise to have on the All-Star node here. I'd also like to see the All-Star node be put on 44Net, take advantage of some of those things like 220, where if we don't use it, we might lose it. We've already lost 25% of the IP addresses that we originally had in 2019. The ARDC sold off 25% of the IP addresses to AWS. Of course, that's been a big benefit to the amateur radio community, unlike the loss of the 220 frequency. But if, as amateurs, we don't use some of those IP addresses, they're likely going to be sold off again. And this whole situation with the squelch crash, I need to pay attention again. I think that what's going on is you're unkeying, there's a squelch crash, and then I hear the courtesy tone. So that's very interesting to me, and I'm going to dig in more. Like I said, over the text there, I'll I'll put it in the knowledge base, and we should be able to have some better answers from AI. Anyway, I'm going to head to bed. 7-3, KI-9-NG, back to next door.
Now, is it's almost like I'm not really using the, let me see if I remember it right, the COR portion of the USB, which is basically letting, if it was using that, the repeater would be controlling all the PL tone stuff, not the All-Star node like it is right now. And then so that would mean when the repeater unkeys, the node needs nothing else and it unkeys as well. And I think that's the issue we're having with this crash, is it's still receiving some audio, but somehow still telling itself to unkey at some point. Seems to be worse when the Illinois repeater is also active, so I'm thinking that's playing a part as well. But yeah, we'll dig in some more, everybody, and we'll try between Bill and I and AI. Somebody's going to have an answer, I think. So might cost a little extra money. We're going to try to do it for nothing if it's just a few settings, but I believe there's a second piece I can put in line that will control the PL tone so the repeater won't do it, or the node. It will do it all by itself and have a lot cleaner transmission. So that's the goal. All right, Bill, again, thank you very much. And, yeah, whenever you get time, whenever you find out anything, please let me know. Have a good evening and good rest of your week, and thanks for checking in. Next on the list, we have N9OKA. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everyone else out here on the net. 7-3s. I first of all have a comment, and then I have traffic. I have three articles. I can do them now or later. But I was talking to Wayne, K9WZ, on the Plymouth repeater earlier, and he's trying to understand how to set up All-Star on his repeater. So and he's open to suggestions. If you or Bill could help him out, he'd appreciate it. From the, what I gathered from our conversation, that's K9WZ, Wayne in Plymouth. But again, I have three articles. I can do them now or later.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, I'm surprised that Wayne is asking for help, because Travis connected me, Wayne, and Bill on a messenger. I'm trying to pull it up right now. On a messenger group. And I have not heard anything from him yet. So I thought everything was going well. So I'm sure we'll hear from him soon. But hopefully we can help. I don't know what repeater he's got or anything like that, so what brand of repeater. But, yeah, one way or another, we'll get him on the air. Mike, I will get with you a little bit later on the three articles. I want to keep the check-ins going, so maybe after the check-ins I'll give you another shout and have you do your three articles. Is that okay with you?
No problem. And he did mention the messengers with you and Travis and Bill. So, but he's still scratching his head over the All Star. But yeah, I'll do my articles later. N9OK, back to net control.
AC9HO net control. All right, Mike. We'll give you a shout soon as we're, before I go to the information part of the net. As long as I don't forget, you know how that is. Next on the list, we have 89GY. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, Kurt, how you doing? Earlier today, I talked to you a couple hours ago when you were trying to do those settings, and it sounded real good. You know, you heard the beep, and it just went quiet real nice. So I don't know. That's my 2 cents worth on there. And other than that, no, I don't have too much. I got a friend who's he's had a ham license for quite a long time, some years, and didn't even know he did, and I used to work with him. But he's got a new antenna coming in, so we're going to get him up there. And we already did a couple weeks ago with a homemade antenna that he made, but we went simplex, and we could hear each other, but it wasn't very good, so we're going to work on that. But other than that, everything else is okay here. I'm just trying to stay out of the rain.
Oh, yeah, at that time of year, got to get all the rain out of the way. But, yeah, it was working good earlier, and it always seems to do it around net time, and I think Illinois is also doing some sort of activity on their repeater around this time. And I think it's playing a little bit of havoc with the repeater. I've always thought that, but I thought maybe the All-Star node was making it a little too sensitive. So we'll work on that, see if we can make it better. That's the goal. Always the goal. Always experimenting. But, Mike, thank you for checking in. And, yeah, let us know when your buddy gets on the air there. Maybe he can check in. And good to hear that somebody else is trying to get back into the radio. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. And thanks again for checking in. Next on the list, we have eight.
When we talked earlier, by the way, thank you. Cool. I'm on the base station now, so I don't think we'll have the problems with the RF level. Anyway, yeah, the squelch was good. In fact, on this last transmission, when Mike went clear, I didn't hear the long crash. Anyway, going to have to be short time for tonight. And I think, believe it, at that, I'm going to try to make one of the meetings over there, maybe next month. Anyway, thanks. And 7-3 to everybody, and 89EA, back to net control.
CMN Network.
Yeah, it seems like that crash just comes and goes. That's another reason why I think some of it's atmospheric as well, or distant repeater interference, kind of. But I'm still going to see if I can fix it, see if I can make it better. But, yeah, sounded much better on the base station. You got through on HD, no problem, but the base station sounds much better, Keith. So, if I had that window open, I'd go ahead and put on echo and let you hear yourself. But we'll have to do that another time. You're short time anyway, so plus I want to keep the net going. But maybe we'll do it a little bit later. We'll see how the net goes. All right, Keith, have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. Thanks again for checking in. All right, I'm going to give ND9G, Randy, see if he's got that other radio going or if he's back on his other one. Randy, go ahead and give that a shot if you're out there.
November Delta 9 Golf, Randy enrolled. No, it was a failure. I tried to hook up a Motorola CD300, and I don't have it programmed into that radio, and I know for a fact it would have hit this repeater without a problem. It that is a beautiful radio, that that Motorola CD300. I believe it's a 45-watt radio. Problem is, you cannot program it on the fly. You have to hook it up on your computer and everything else. And the one I'm talking on right now is a VGC ERN7600. I like this radio, but it's it produces maybe 19 watts. Last time I measured it was 19 watts, and it goes up and down, I think. I like the radio, but, you know, for that reason why, the voltage just doesn't work right. But I like it because of the APRN. That's all I got. Oh, I'm talking into a Comet GP6 NCN10. November Delta 9 Golf, Randy and Lowell.
Okay, Randy, I don't know if that's the same radio you were on when you checked in, but that's 100% better. I'm sure the Motorola would be even better, but you do sound a lot better than you were before.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I like this radio because it does the APRS, but the voltage just doesn't work right. That other one I got to get. I didn't know I could hit I looked it up. It was 41.9 miles from Lowell to this repeater in Michigan City. Now I know I can hit it. I'm going to get it programmed. November Delta, 9 Golf.
All right, and if you don't have the K9 JSI programmed, 146.610, you should also program that one into it. Works very, very well. It's actually putting out more power now. It's up to 100 watts at the antenna, so it should go to you pretty good, I would think. Getting into it, I'm sure you'll get into it just as good, if not better, than this repeater. What was your call sign before your ND9G?
Call sign when I first got a license was, Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Foxtrot Foxtrot. Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Foxtrot Foxtrot. And I got a vanity sign just so I can do field day and more screws with it. What was the call of whiskey that you just told me? K9JFI Juliet Foxtrot India?
Negative. That was Kilo 9 Juliet Sierra India. Sierra India.
There it is. Looking forward. All right. I'm going to get that one programmed too once I get everything done. I have to work tonight. That's why I'm not doing anything right now. November Delta 9 Golf, thank you for running the net. Thanks to net control.
Okay, Randy. Well, thank you for checking in, especially from Lowell there. Sounding really good. That makes me think something was happening with the repeater, and that's why we have the long squelch tail. And Randy was having problems getting in because now he's coming in and we don't have that long squelch crash. Something's going on and I don't know what it is and it's bugging me. I haven't lost sleep over it because I don't lose sleep over much, but I do think about it a lot. All right, Randy. Well, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. And we'll mark you off here. So now we'll go back to... where were we? General check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
N9ROM.
KF9WW.
N9RKY.
KE9ALK, Thomas, report.
Okay, there was two stations there that was very, very low audio. The last one, I couldn't hear any. I heard something, but I couldn't make anything out. So I'll give the list of who I got here. N9ROM, KF9WW, N9RKY. This next station, I think I have right, but that audio was really low too. NR9L, and then KE9ALK. If I did not call your call sign, please call again. All right, I had two stations key up there, but your audio is so low. I mean, it's like non-existent, so I don't know what's going on there. If you're way away from the mic, I mean, it's so low. I have a headset on. It's so low, I can't even make out what you're saying. I heard Kilo Alpha 9 Mike Delta, but I can tell you this. I don't think that's the full call sign. That audio is so low you can't even hold a conversation with it. Is there anything you can do? Bump up the mic, put it closer to your mouth? I don't know. Something's got to change. Okay, got two of you again. You got a really strong signal, but you have zero audio. Zero audio. So the Kilo Alpha 9, or Kilo Delta 9, please stand by. There's another station trying again. The other station, please try again.
That was NR9L.
All right, Ron. I thought that was you. I got you in there now. Your audio is up there a little bit more. NR9L. It's your first check-in. I think it's the first time you and I have ever talked on the radio. All right, so we got you in there. Now, the other station, the KD9A something, yeah, like I said, your audio is way, way down. You have no static, no static at all, so I know you're getting into the repeater just fine. You got another audio issue. Maybe if you're on a mobile, wiggle the microphone cable both on the end of the microphone that's in your hand and at the radio, and maybe that'll bring you back. Go ahead and give it a try.
I'll try again. NR9L.
Oh, no. No, I got you in there, Ron. NR9L. I got you. There's another station that had really, really, really low audio, and I was trying to help him out to get him checked in. But I got you, Ron. Got you, no problem. The other station, the KD9A, I think it was, AM, maybe? Yeah, I hear KA9MDK, maybe? I mean, your audio is so low. It is really low. Try wiggling a wire, shaking the radio, something. I haven't heard audio that low ever, unless there's like a bad connection. All right, I'm going to move on with the list here. My apologies, I can't make out your call sign with the audio that low. Let me ask, did anybody else hear the full call sign? Because I didn't hear the full call sign.
I caught the K at the end, and that was it.
Is it KA9MDK, Tom? Is that right? Okay, Tom, I heard yes, that's who I am. Yeah, man, your audio is way, way down. It sounds like you're in another room from your radio. It's so, I usually can hear almost anybody because, like I said, I'm wearing a headset, and I have the volume pretty loud, and I can't hardly make you out. So can you get closer to the radio maybe? What radio are you running? Yaesu FT-24 something?
2400.
Alright, FT-2400. Is that an older Yaesu radio?
Yeah, it's probably more than 30 years old.
Okay, well, your audio is coming up a little bit. Maybe it just needs to be used more, but right now it is so low. If I was mobile, well, I couldn't hear you before at all. So it's definitely getting louder the more you're using it, which seems like something's warming up maybe. I wouldn't be able to hear you mobile for sure right now. But go ahead and give it another try. Where are you at? Are you in La Porte? You got to be pretty close to repeater because you got a rock solid signal. Okay, yeah, Michigan City. So, K9MDK. I don't recognize the call sign, but apparently you've had your license a little while because it's a KA9 call. So, but yeah, you got a full rock solid signal into the repeater, but your audio is really low. Maybe it's a bad connection on the microphone. I don't know if you've tried unplugging it, plugging it back in maybe. Okay, Tom, I'll give you time to switch over. I'm going to go with the rest of the list, and then you're at the bottom of the list, so I'll call on you again when I get down to you, and we'll see how you sound. And Brian posted a picture on the ham.live of your radio, and I vaguely remember that radio. That's a nice-looking radio. And it sounds to me like it might just be a bad connection with your microphone, possibly. All right, Tom, I'll come back to you in a little bit. At the top of the list is N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. Thank you for doing the net, and everybody else out there, hello. No traffic for the net. Just enjoying this warm weather, that's all. Okay, back to you. 73s to everybody, and 9ROM.
Okay, Bob, very good. Well, thank you for checking in. Sounding good as usual tonight. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KF9WW. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, KF9WW, and everyone. As per our conversation a little earlier about the new antenna that I installed in the attic, I want to bring back to some of the basics that you should do when you make your connections and such, especially when you put connectors on coax. And double check again. I found the problem, which turned out to be a poorly soldered connection on my coax. So it was my own fault. It's amazing how much signal you get when you do it right. Back to the net.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's very helpful. But it happens, you know. Happens to all of us. Yeah, but yeah, it's working very, very well now. I mean, you got a slight hash in the background, but your audio is way louder than that. And you're getting into the repeater really, really well. Have you tried the K9 JSI yet? Is that working just as well?
I haven't switched over just because I wanted to stay monitor on the net, but I will be doing that later.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'll try to get on the radio with, probably not after the net, but maybe on the way home tomorrow. I'll catch you on there and see how you sound. So, all right, Mike. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And we're going to move on to N9RKY. Todd, do you have anything for the net?
All right, hello, Kurt, and everybody on the net. I've just been monitoring the stuff going on up north there, I guess from the Gaylord Northwest National Weather Service up in Michigan. They said that it was like eight tornadoes yesterday. And all kind of dams are having problems. The Sheboygan Dam is a levee breach. And I know when we were up there on Easter, there's a lot of rain going on. The rivers were all full, and it's been raining ever since. It's just, they got a lot of problems up there. And even down this way, there's a lot of rivers full. So anyway, just thought I'd mention that stuff's going on around. So if anybody knows where to monitor or anything, I put that out there or something. The only one I know is up in Cadillac. And there's the only one I ever really hook up with when I'm up there. So it's kind of hard to reach that from here. That's all I got. I'll turn it back over to you. And say 73s to everybody out there. Sounding good tonight. And take care. And 9RQY.
Okay, Todd, very good. Yeah, that's interesting that things happen everywhere, so keep your eyes and ears open for stuff that's going on. Never know when it's heading this way. So, Todd, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, now I was just reading my text messages, and it looks like Bill did some adjusting on the All-Star node. That may have been what fixed our crash, so that's really good. Whatever it takes to get rid of that noise is all I need. All I need to be happy. All right, moving on to Ron, NR9L. Ron, do you have anything for the net? No, we might have lost Ron. NR9L, Ron, do you have anything for the net? Okay, well, we got Ron in there for a check-in, so maybe he'll chime in a little bit. Get going. So, next on the list is KE9ALK. Thomas, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, I had been working on my, got that Yagi direction antenna, 2 meter tape measure antenna put together, and tested it out, and the SWR was really good, under 1.1 or something like that, and I did talk on it through a repeater, and sounds good. I did try to point it at the space station when it went by one time, and as it was finishing going by, I heard a little bit of static, but I didn't hear any talking, and I hope to try it again tomorrow morning, if things are sometime tomorrow, it's supposed to pass over pretty high. Other than that, thanks for doing the net, and 89
A-OK. Okay, Thomas, yeah, it can be a little tricky tuning that space station in with that Yagi, but I have a feeling you'll get it, and then I don't know how familiar you are with satellite, but you want to turn your squelch off so you can hear static all the time. That way you can kind of tell if you're getting close, you know, because you might start to hear something, then you know you're going in the right direction, or if it starts getting quieter, you know you're in the wrong direction. But if you have your squelch on, you're not going to be able to notice that as easily. So, and then sometimes you have to even rotate the antenna, even upside down or horizontal versus vertical. You know, the tapes, I can't think tonight. But anyway, turn it either, you know, around and pointing it. So you'll figure it out. I've only done it a couple times, and I've only made one contact, but I've only tried one time. So first time I tried, I got my first contact, and I stopped there. I was a winner, so I stopped. All right, Thomas, well, keep us informed how that's working for you. I'm glad at least you got into a repeater with it. So let us know when you make that contact, or at least hear the space station. That's a start. Have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thank you for checking in. All right, we're back to Tom, KA9MDK. Tom, did you get that radio switched over? Well, I heard something that the radio something, and then something about an antenna. I do know you're making a solid signal into the repeater. It's just your audio is really, really low for some reason. And if you haven't used that radio for a long time, maybe there's something going on with the microphone. I don't think it's anything with the radio from what I can tell, because like I said, your signal has no static. Has no static on the signal. So it's definitely a setting, which I don't know if it's that either, or if it's a connection with the microphone. Back to you.
Okay, thanks.
While the net's going, if you want to jump in, you heard something out there, your mic was not plugged in all the way or something, feel free to jump in anytime the repeater drops, and we'll get you in there and have you test that radio and see how it's working for you. And then anytime during the week, get on either this repeater or the K9JSI repeater. There's plenty of people, usually N9OKAs on, to help give you an audio check and see how you're getting into the repeater. So don't be a stranger, and if you need assistance, we can definitely find somebody, or myself even, whenever I can find time, to give you a hand on trying to get that thing going there. So, like to hear you on the air. Like to hear many, many people on the air. So, thank you for checking in. Thank you for sticking with me. I know some people might get a little frustrated and be like, just turn it off. I'm glad you didn't. So, keep trying to check in, and we'll keep trying to hear you. Thank you for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. So that completes that list. Let's go ahead and ask for more general check-ins. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. N9VSN.
This is November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform, Brian, South Bend.
Okay, acknowledging N9VSN, Paul. N9YLU, Brian. N9VSN, Paul, do you have anything for the net?
How copy? I think the system okay, full sliding, or is it noisy?
Well, you started out full quieting, then you dropped it for a second, then you came back and had a little bit of static, and then you went to full quieting, then you got a lot of static again. It's working if you stay in the same spot, whatever that spot is that gives you full quieting.
Okay, I appreciate that. Come back there. I did have a question, if I may. I asked about the tornado siren testing, and I think you said the name of the person was Dave. I ran inside to grab a pen, and I wasn't able to hit the repeater when I ran inside. Could you tell me again the name of the person to contact to do the siren check?
Yeah, sure, no problem. And you were full quieting that time. The whole time. His name is Dave, and his call sign is W9DLP, Delta Lima Papa.
Okay, copy that. Okay. And I just tried looking for the locations of the sirens. I tried Googling it, and I couldn't seem to come up with that. If you get a chance, I don't think it's possible to email me that information or whatnot. Anyway, since we don't have time, I'll probably see you at the next closed meeting. Anyway, back over to you, NetControl N9VSN.
Comment.
Yeah, Mike, go ahead with your comment.
I could be wrong, but Dave seems to hang out on this repeater more than any.
Yeah, this would be the place to catch Dave for sure. And Paul, I will see what I can find for siren locations. I've never actually looked them up myself, so I don't even know where they're all at. But I'll see what I can find and email it to you. Is your email good on QRZ?
On QRZ, forgive me, I know what QRP is, but what is QRZ? That means identify yourself?
DLP.
Okay, Dave, there's Dave. But no, QRZ is a website where you can do logging and things like that. I think it also means identify yourself, but it's a website. And you can put your email on there and stuff. If you can search every call sign on that website, even though you're not signed up with it, apparently, since you've never heard of it. I could look up your call sign right now, and it'll give me a lot of your information. Not a lot, but, you know, your license information, stuff that's public anyway. But that's what that is. Go ahead, Dave.
Also, if you translate QRZ, means are you calling me? And checking
in BSK at home. I just wanted to see how this was going to get in.
I'm on portable and walled in the Sioux City.
Oh, yeah, you're getting in. Got a little bit of static, but we just happened to be talking about you at the moment. N9VSN wants to help out with sirens, but he's looking for siren locations. He doesn't know where they're at. So do you have a website or somewhere to go to find those, because I'm not sure where it's at, because obviously I don't know where all the sirens are, because I'm always having to ask. Go ahead, Dave.
I believe somebody told me at one point in time they Googled tornado sirens LaPorte County, and it brought up a Google map.
Yeah, that's what I thought I heard, but Paul said he couldn't find it. So I'm going to see if I can find it, Paul. And if I can you give me your email so I can send you whatever I find, if I find anything?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Probably the email that you have on file is paulwerner46@netscape.net. That last name is spelled W-E-R-N-E-R, so it's all one word, paulwerner46@netscape.net. And I did try Googling the siren locations on, there was the county site and a few different things. I wasn't able to find anything. Anyway, back over to you.
Okay, Paul, very good. Yeah, I'll see what I can find. And you know what? I remember writing, or not writing, but typing that into the membership log, Netscape. And I thought, man, that's a weird one I've never seen before. And then it was one a few more down. I saw it again. So, yeah. All right, Paul, we got you in there. I'll see what I can find. And if I can't find anything, then I'll let you know that too. But I know somebody's got it. We just got to figure out where it's at. So, Paul, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And those last few transmissions have been perfect every time. So, Dave, do you have anything else?
Not at this time. Where's he at? I probably can shoot him a general location of a siren.
He is actually in LaPorte, right next to the city police station.
Well, we got Fire Station 1, we've got Howmet, over there by Pine Lake, at the fairgrounds.
Okay, yeah, I think I've noticed it. I thought I saw one over by the old train station over there by the underpass.
Tom, man.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Dave, do you have someone taking care of the alarm over at Elmet? Because I'm about 6 blocks away from there.
It changes every it changes every week. Who checks who I assign where?
Okay, I just wondered. N9OK, back to net control.
Let me see if I have it. All right, just for general information, when it comes to the sirens. Mike, since you're right next to Howmet, that could be your siren every single month. So you can check in and say, Dave, I'm over here by Howmet, and that's the siren you're going to do. So he knows he has that siren covered every time you check in. So if you don't want to go mobile. Same with you, Paul. If you can hear one siren, two sirens, or go to one siren, whatever you want to do, that could be your siren every single month, if that's what you prefer. And I did get a link here, and I'll have to email it to you, Paul, that does give a list of the sirens. Let me see. I can't remember who sent that. That was Brian. Was it Brian? Yeah, Brian. KD9VUV sent a Google Maps list of all the sirens. So after the net, I will send that over to you. Dave, do you have anything else?
No, that's a good idea. When they check in, and kind of if we need to, like, how many every month, or if there's something somewhere else near, if they want to venture or change the scenery 1 month or so. Also, the announcement, you can fine-tune it just a little bit. It says siren testing goes first Saturday of the month. sirens go off at 11. I would like check-ins no later than 10:30. I've had places I thought were covered weren't, because somebody decided they were going to call me on the phone or text me about it when I already had somebody else there. So.
Well, that announcement does say check-ins at 10:30. It says at the end that the siren start at 11.
You know what? I should correct it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, listen to it again. If you want me to tweak it, let me know. But I did put in there first, I put in that 10:30 check-in starts with your call sign, I believe, at that time. And then also at 10:31, there will be an announcement every first Saturday saying time for check-ins, basically. I can't remember exactly what it says, but yeah, I'll have to listen to that check-in. I'll have to listen to that announcement as well. That'll go off at 8:25, and because I can't remember exactly what it says either, but I'm pretty sure I said 10:30 in there also. But maybe that's too much information. Maybe I should take the 11 part out. All right, Dave. Well, thank you for checking in, and have a good evening, good rest of your week, and the radio's working great where you're at. And, Paul, I will send this off to you after the net. So thank you also for checking in again. All right, moving on. We got N9YOU. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. This is N9YOU. Really nothing tonight. Just kind of tired from last night and working today. Well, last night because the storms and all that stuff. And then we might get more tonight too. Woohoo! But anyways, like I said, not too much. Just trying to relax and kind of get a little bit done around here, which, yeah, that ain't happening. But I had enjoyed the meeting Monday night. It was definitely a good meeting. And I wanted to stay and talk some more, but that hour difference, losing an hour coming back is a bummer. But anyways, it was good times. Anyways, I don't have too much right now. I will give it back to you, Kurt, and everybody have a good evening and a good rest of the week. Back to you, Kurt. This is N9YOU.
Okay, Brian, very good. Yeah, that's a late night for you, for sure, and we appreciate you making the trek over here, that's for sure. But, Brian wants... a different Brian, KD9VUV, sorry, I was reading ham.live. Paul, when you open that link, if you're still listening, it starts you out in Spain. I noticed that because I couldn't read any of the names. But then I saw to the left there that you click on the siren and boom, there you are, you're in LaPorte. So I'll try to explain that in the email too for you. But thank you for that, Brian, by the way, KD9VUV. And N9YLU, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and get some rest there. You sound kind of tired. I think you need to get caught up for Monday and maybe Tuesday. I don't know what you did Tuesday, but maybe you're tired from that too. All right, Brian, thanks again. Have yourself a good evening. All right, that completes that list. Let's do another quick call before we let OKA have it for three articles that he has. This is AC9H Net Control. General check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
KD9HAY Mobile.
All right, we got Hayden there, KD9HAY Mobile. Go ahead, Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY, good evening there, Kurt. Hope everyone's doing well. Nothing too much for the net. You guys must have had a short one there last week. I missed checking in, but made it this week. But no, I don't think I have anything other than was able to get a amateur radio themed personalized plate, since you can't have two amateur radio plates and have two vehicles, so be on the lookout for that. I'll see if anybody can spot me and see that. But other than that, thanks for taking the net this week, Kurt, and hope everyone's having a good week. We'll catch you later. Back to net, 89HAY.
Okay, Hayden, well, I found a good in the repeater tonight, and yeah, you got a little challenge there. We got to keep on the lookout for Hayden, see if we can find him. Kind of like, where's Waldo? But, yeah, last week I had to end it early because I got a phone call in the middle of the net from my son that I normally don't get a call from at that time of night or really ever. So I answered it because I thought maybe it was an emergency of some sort, and it kind of was and kind of wasn't. But I had to end it a little early because his girlfriend almost hit a tree, but in the event of trying to avoid the tree, hit the tire on something and bent the rim. So I didn't get the actual story, but turns out my granddaughter dropped her sippy cup and was whining and crying, and she tried to reach around and grab it and give it to her, and she almost hit a tree, so it's a good thing she didn't hit the tree, but she hit a curb or something, and it popped the tire and bent the rim and all kinds of fun stuff. So, and that car's only about a week old. She got it about a week ago, so not off to a great start. But Hayden, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and drive careful tonight. Rubber side down, shiny side up. All right, we'll take a pause there for general check-ins, and before I get started with the information part of the net, N9OKA, Mike, if you're ready, go ahead with your articles.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. I got a couple things I want to say first. I want to apologize to you and everyone out there on the net that I wasn't out here last week to take over. I had to do my taxes, so I wasn't on the net at all. But hopefully it doesn't happen in the future, but hopefully in the future Kurt doesn't have any emergencies come up either, so that's a two-way street for a pun. Also, I wanted to say a big thank you to Brian, N9YOU, and Jerry, I forgot his call sign, I hope I got his name right. They gave me the hardware I need to get, I forgot what that function is you do on with a computer on the internet. Anyway, they gave me some hardware that I needed. I wanted to thank them. And, articles I'm going to read there for future references. I'm going to back off the system here for a minute. FT8's what I was trying to think of. I'm going to back off just for a second. Okay, first article, FCC reviews growing space sectors needed for spectrum. From Washington, D.C., an official posting on the website of the Federal Communication Commission refers to potential new spectrum users as, and this is their terminology, weird space stuff. Expecting at orbital laboratories, inhabitable spacecrafts, in-space repairs, and many other related uses are going to have a need for greater access to the RF spectrum. The Federal Communications is seeking comment on ways to make that happen. The agency voted last month to address new ways to support tracking telemetry and command for a variety of the on the horizon initiatives. The FCC published a proceeding on its website referring to the uses as the quote, weird space stuff, end quote. The agency said that the proposed rulemaking is part of a larger effort to to modernize policies in support of the quickly growing space sector and encourage comments in particular from companies involved in different aspects of linear missions, satellite servicing, or related operations. One of the potential frequency ranges referenced in the notice of proposed rulemaking is frequency range 2305 MHz to 2315 MHz, which overlaps part of the amateur radio allocation on 13 centimeter. The proposal is docket number 26-54. Again, for future references, space stations experiment or explore use of 4-meter and 8-meter bands. A Hammond, Florida, with an experimental license, is busy exploring propagation and its impact on 4 meters and 8 meters in the hope of gaining insights into seasonal propagation trends, sporadic trans-equatorial propagation, and low-band VHF path behavior. The experimental station is WQ2XDM. He's been conducting experiments using the digital weak signal modes, WSPR and FT8 on the 4-meter and 8-meter bands. The license was granted to John K9JMS, who is asking fellow hams to monitor reception and send him reports for data collection. He recommends using PSK Reporter and station logs and screenshots to record time. SNR grid and frequency details while monitoring FT8 on 40.680 MHz. The station's website says John will publish a final white paper and an open data set. The location in Florida is key to the experimental activity because of the region's recurring tropospheric ducting and the Gulf Atlantic region. Florida's low latitude makes it especially suitable for capturing trans-equatorial propagation and equatorial ionospheric phenomena. According to the station's page on QRZ, the project is aimed at strengthening the case for more interest in and access to 8 meters. Unlike hams in a number of other countries, such as Ireland, Slovenia, and South Africa, licensed amateurs in the U.S. do not have access to either 8 meters or 4 meters. And finally, I have some information from ARRL here. ARRL launches nationwide grassroots campaign to pass Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act. I'm not going to read the whole article, just the first paragraph. ARRL has launched a nationwide grassroots campaign aimed at securing the passage of federal legislation that would grant amateur radio operators the same rights to install antennas on their property as those who enjoy the uses of TV antennas, wireless internet, and flagpoles. If you would like the IRL for the address for this, the ARRL's website, where this petition is, it's ARRL.org/current-legislation. And of course, that starts out www. But it's www.arrl.org/current-legislation. legislation. And so if you want to send a letter to your congressman or senators or whatever. So that's my articles, and thanks for letting me have the time here, Kurt. 7-3s to everybody. N9OKA, back to net control.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Okay, Mike, very good. Well, thank you for that. That's interesting stuff. I like it when you have articles. Gives me a break for one, but two, it's informative stuff that I usually don't put together and put in the net. So I much appreciate it. And no apologies are needed. If you're not available and I'm not available, it is what it is. There's always next week. All right, Mike. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thank you for the articles. All right. I will go ahead and move to the information part of the net. And, Bob, if you're still listening, I will send you that email after the net with the links that Brian shared on ham.live. Bob found a map as well. So I got three versions that I can send Paul. I only sent him one so far because I got to get the other two in an email, but Bob's was easy to forward, so I just forwarded that real quick. So, Paul, you got an email. Hopefully I put in the right email address, but we'll see. Anyway, I'll let the repeater drop, and we'll get started. AC9HO net control. Area nets, Aries District 1, serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every... There is also a net for GMRS license stations every third Thursday at 7462.700, positive offset 141.3 PL tone. And don't forget on Monday, the Indiana District 1 Skywarn, a little bit different than District 1 Aries net. The Aries District 1 Skywarn net is every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Time on the N9 IAA repeater 146.685, negative 600 offset, PL tone of 173.8. And they also connect to WC9IN in Fowler, Indiana. The repeater frequency for that is 444.825. And that is Indiana District 1 serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Newton, Jasper, and Benton counties. Which, again, I need to change that on my Aries one. And they are seeking LaPorte County area hams / storm spotters for Indiana District 1 Skywarn. Spring is coming, and with that severe weather, LaPorte County Skywarn nets are moving to the N9 IAA repeater 146.685. The Indiana District 1 Skywarn will be managing our weather nets and forwarding your reports to the National Weather Service and the IWX. A big advantage for LaPorte County is that we'll hear weather reports from the west before they reach our county. This will allow you to better prepare for what may be coming. This move will better serve, man, I'm having a problem talking tonight, all of LaPorte County and National Weather Service. If you are looking for a Skywarn class, they have classes coming up. Of course, trained spotters can always phone in their reports to the National Weather Service. Keep your eyes to the sky, and remember, if it doesn't spin, don't call it in.
Comment?
Well, I just caught that announcement right at tail end, but I'm pretty sure it said 10:30 is when it starts. So, but maybe I'll take out the 11 a.m. part. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, on the Valpo repeater, do they have a regular net?
Not that I know of. You mean regular? How do you mean regular? They have two nets. They have an Aries net and a Skywarn net.
Well, there's something where I could throw it out there about our tailgate ham fest.
Oh, like an inf- information at like this, Matt? Yeah, I don't know. I haven't listened to it enough if they take stuff like that for either one of those nets. Basically, you just got to listen and see if anybody else is doing that or if they're asking for information or anything. Yeah. Other than that, I couldn't tell you. I don't think they had a regular information net like this one.
Okay, I'm listed on Plymouth, Warsaw, and Hoosier Lakes Radio Club on Facebook so far.
All right, cool. Well, just remember, maybe do it once a month until it gets here, because if you post it all now and by the time July gets here, it might be forgotten. So, all right, Mike, well, thank you for that advertisement. That's very helpful. Much appreciated. All right, continuing on. LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net, the first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.970 W9NY repeater. Beginning at 11 a.m., please check in with net control operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. So the net starts at 10:30 a.m. The next siren testing net will be May 2nd. So May 2nd, look forward to that. Michigan Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater at 147.330 positive offset, 131.8 PL zone. And if the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And don't forget the Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Frequency Coordination Net every Friday. Starts at 7:30 p.m. on the Central, 7:30 p.m. Central on the GMRS Doppel 1 repeater, 462.700. And last but not least, we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net, this net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. And it's a good net to test your radios and your equipment to see if it's working. And as Mike mentioned, the Tailgate Hamfest. Second annual Tailgate Hamfest, July 18th, 2026. And this is a outdoor hamfest where you just drive in, pop open your trunk, drop your tailgate, drop your cables, whatever, right there behind your car. And it's $5 per car, extra fee for a trailer, mainly because it takes up a second spot. So it'll be $10 for a car and trailer, or truck and trailer. And it's also $5 for buyers, for people that are coming there to look and see what's there. It's $5 per car, not per person, per car. Setup will begin at 8 a.m. for vendors. Bring your own tables, bring your own chairs, bring your own everything, pretty much. Set up out of the back of your truck, car, whatever. Admission for buyers will start at 10 a.m. Talk-in is 146.610-131.8 and 146.970, this repeater, 131.8. Negative offsets on both. The location for the Tailgate Hamfest is 3354 West Schultz Road, LaPorte, Indiana. It's under the big concrete tower by the toll road, so it's pretty hard to miss if you're in that area. Sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. We'll be announcing this every Wednesday, so if anybody has questions as we get closer, feel free to ask, and I'll do my best to answer. And one question we already had, when does it end? Well, it's not on the flyer, so we're going to have to adjust that. But I think the end time is at 1 o'clock, but I'm not positive.
Where's John?
Oh, we all know. know where John's probably at. He's probably working at 12 again or something. So you never know. He might chime in here in a little bit. All right, club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte. The next official club meeting will be April... I did not change that. Bummer. Hold on. We're doing it live here. Going to the calendar. So let's see. The next club meeting will be May 11th. May 11th for the next club meeting. My apologies for not being prepared. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you're encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solder demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. At the September meeting, we had Rachel Cobb from National Weather Service to talk about weather emergencies and how ham radio plays a part in that. We'd also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online, or it can be paid all year long. We try to have all the membership, current members, paid by March. That's what's in the bylaws anyway. But you can pay all year long, especially if you're a new member. But via the website at lpcarc.org, just fill out all the fields and it should work. It has your call sign to fill in. Your email, I believe, is also on there to fill in, if I remember correctly. And you'll get a receipt through your email, so it works quite well. There's also a donation button on there. If for some reason you don't want to be a member of a club, you can donate $1, $2, whatever you can afford. We'll be happy, and it helps keep the repeaters going tip-top shape. And, of course, does not pay me for my time, but definitely pays for the equipment, so... anything helps. Come to our club breakfast. Conveniently, 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month, right before the siren testing, at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West, U.S. 20, Michigan City. We have another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. Well, I don't know what Bill did, but I think he fixed the repeater. There's no long squelch tail. I love it. Whenever you go back, when you turn it, Captain Jesse. So Michigan City EMA is accepting applications at the Michigan City Police Station lobby. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hang out. It starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern and goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information about the Potato Creek POTA, get on the K9DEW repeater 147.330 or go to Potato Creek. .org. That's all one word, PotatoCreekPortable.org. So they got a calendar on there, and they'll let you know. If you need to know the day of, though, probably get on the repeater, and somebody should be listening. All right, weather at a glance. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 60, southwest wind around 10. Gusts as high as 20. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch possible. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 4 p.m. Then a slight chance of showers. Partly sunny with a high near 69, southwest wind around 10 miles per hour becoming northwest in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 20 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 48, northwest wind around 5, becoming calm in the evening. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 76, South wind 5 to 10, gusts as high as 20. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. Low around 48, south wind 10 to 15, gusts as high as 25. Chance of precipitation is 90%. New rainfall amounts between a half and three-quarters of an inch possible. Saturday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 p.m., then chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 61, chance of precipitation is 60%. New rainfall amounts to a tenth and a quarter inch possible, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 36. Sunday, sunny with a high near 48. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 33. And to start your week on Monday, it's sunny with a high near 57. All right. That's my information part of the net. Are there any check-ins? This is AC9HO Net Control. General check-ins. Anybody anywhere, please call them up.
N9DSN, question. WB9W, checking in from Chicago with some more Amfest traffic.
All right, we got Paul there with a question, and we got WB9W with some Hamfest traffic. Paul, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, sorry, Kurt. So I was wondering if I may have not given you the correct email address. Again, it's Paul Werner 46 at netscape.net.
Nope, that's my mistake. I forgot to write 46 in there. So I'll resend that after the net, and then you should have it.
Thank you very much, and I'd be a fan.
All right, Paul, thank you for the correction, and sorry about screwing that up. That's not too surprising. Anyway, Pete, WB9W, what do you have for Hamfest information?
Hey, this is WB9W in Chicago, and I like to always promote this Hamfest. It's called the DeKalb Hamfest, and it's in Sandwich, Illinois. This is about 60 miles, maybe 60 miles west of Chicago, and this is always a real good Hamfest. It's Sunday, May the 3rd, it's at the Sandwich Fairgrounds in Sandwich, Illinois. This is sponsored by the Kiss Walking Amateur Radio Club, and there's always a very well attended, a lot of vendors, and they have overnight camping and free tailgating, and it's a real big happening, and you know, these Hamfests and fairgrounds are really, really nice. Anyway, I thought I'd mention this, and if anybody needs information, you can go to the club's website, www.karc-club.org. karc-club.org, sponsored by the Kish Walking Amateur Radio Club, and it's called the DeKalb Hamfest, Sandwich, Illinois. Anybody can look up the Sandwich, Illinois Fairgrounds, and this is a real happening Hamfest. And, Kurt, when is that LaPorte Hamfest? You guys over there by Dan's Tower over there, I didn't get the date. Over.
All right, Pete, yeah, thank you for that DeKalb Hamfest there. I'll try to announce that up until the event to help out with that. But, yes, our tailgate Hamfest at the tower site will be July 18th. July 18th.
And I presume that's a Saturday, correct?
Yes, I'm almost positive, yes, that's a Saturday. And buyers start at 10 a.m. Sellers, vendors can be there at 8 a.m.
Okay, and do you have a flyer on your website?
Yes, we do. It's actually on the main page. If you, as soon as you go to the website, keep scrolling, and there it will be. It's got an old fashioned truck on there, so looks pretty cool.
Okay, and we'll promote your Amfest just as well. Okay, thank you very much, Kurt. Have a great one, and we'll be standing by, WB9W. Question.
Uh-oh, I think I doubled with somebody. Go ahead.
I got a question. I perked right up when you said sandwich. What kind?
In the Sandwich, Illinois. At the fairgrounds. Sandwich, Illinois fairgrounds. Okay?
That sandwich got me there, you hear me?
Okay. Well, go make yourself one. 7-3.
7-3, I'm kidding with you, man.
All right, leave it to Mike. He's always thinking about food. And it's not all-you-can-eat sandwiches either, Mike. So I'm sure it is all-you-can-eat sandwiches if they have them, but you'll have to buy each one of them. So. All right, Pete, thank you for that information, and I will get on their website and try to type something into my preamble here for next week and every week after that. So have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. All right, any other general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
KI-9E mobile.
Okay, we got KI-9E in there. Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, good evening, Curtin, to the net there. Just getting out of work right now. We had an outage going on today, and just finished up all that stuff and heading home now. But for those of you that get QST magazine, there's an interesting article in the latest QST about polar modulation, which is a newer technology that, like the Flex Radio, Aurora Radio is using. And I don't fully understand how it all works yet, but it's something similar to, say you have a regular power supply, a linear power supply with a heavy transformer in it, and you got a switching supply, which is smaller, lighter, more efficient. Well, they're doing the same thing with the final amplifier stage. They're using basically kind of a switching final amplifier to get higher efficiency and more power. Like about 80% efficiency on the final amplifier versus about what we normally get is about 50 or 60% efficiency. But anyways, yeah, polar modulation, for those of you might be interested in rereading up on it. KI-90, back to you, Kurt.
Okay, Jim, very good. Yeah, I glanced over that article real quick, and yeah, that Flex Radio Aurora has got my attention, but unfortunately that won't happen for a little while. They're not cheap. They're about $6,000. But I know everybody's like, oh my God, no way. But let's say you're a new ham and you need to buy a power supply and you want to put out at least 500 watts and you don't want it to be super heavy or big. Well, the Aurora has a built-in power supply, plugs right into 120 AC, does 500 watts, and has this new technology Jim was just talking about where they had it keyed up with a brick on a key into a dummy load all day at Dayton last year. So it can run all day dead keyed at 500 watts. So you subtract, oh, and it has a built-in tuner as well. So you have an HF radio, does 6 meter, through 160. You have all the ports you need to do 2 meter 440 if you want to get a transverter. If you want to get transverters, you got receive ports, all that stuff. It is a radio that needs to, well, doesn't have to have a computer. You can buy the one that has the screen on it. It costs a little bit more. But so you have the radio, you have a tuner built in, you have 500 watts, basically a 500 watt amplifier, and a power supply, all in one little box that weighs 18 pounds. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. So, check out that article and then check out the Aurora. Might be something you're interested in someday. I'm saving my pennies now, so I'm definitely going to get one. I got a Flex now, but it only does 100 watts. All right, Jim, thank you for that information. Drive careful on your way home there, and Sorry you had such a long day, but it does happen, unfortunately. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. All right. Let's go ahead and open the flop and shop. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow? Swap and shop session is now open.
N9OKA.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I need to borrow $6,000, and I've got a 2007 Chrysler PT Cruiser I'll put up for collateral. Do you need my email address?
Oh, you're asking the wrong guy. This isn't the Bank of Kurt, that's for sure.
Oh, what's that radio you and Jim are talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really nice. Definitely something I'm looking into. Because if I was going to put an amp with this Flex radio, if I wanted, let's say, a Flex radio amp, now granted, it does full legal limit, probably weighs 40 or 50 pounds, but is fully remote capable, and it's still $6,000 or $7,000 by itself, but you're getting three times the power, so so that's a thought, too, but I think I'm going to go with the new technology. All right, Mike, well, thank you for that. Do you have anything for swap and shop?
No, unless somebody wants to take this HF vertical off my hands, I don't want it.
Yeah, I wonder, Mike, I don't know because I've never seen you operate, because I got a vertical, and verticals generally work pretty good. They don't work good for close-by stations. They work better for overseas and whatnot, and, you know, a few states away. But I do know with 100 watts, sometimes breaking a pile up is very, very difficult sometimes. Depending on conditions and everything, but yeah, I just wonder if it works as intended. It's just already a compromised antenna because it's not very tall, just like mine. Mine's compromised too, so. But yeah, I wouldn't give up on it. If you still got it up and it's still connected, I'd keep trying it, and just be a little patient when you're trying to make that contact, because. You never know what everybody else is using that's getting over you, you know, 1,500 watts, 500 watts, anything over 100 watts might cover you up, so. All right, anybody swap and shop, please call now.
At control, please log in Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November, George from Highland, Indiana with no traffic over.
All right, we got George in there, AC9XN. George, do you have anything for the net?
Alpha Charlie Niner, Hotel Oscar, this is Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November. Just got home, turned the radio on. The LaPorte Amateur Radio Club weekly net is still taking place, so I thought I'd drop by, say hello, and wish everyone on the net. God bless everyone on the net. And I'll turn it back to you here, big guy. Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November, 7-3.
Okay, George. Yeah, we're making up for lost time last week, so I had to end it early. And so we're making up for that. But, George, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And try to stay dry out there in the next few days. So at least we're not going to freeze, but it's going to be a wet one. All right, we'll make this general check-in. Anything, anybody, anywhere, anything at all, swap and shop will remain open till the end of the net. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. All right, hearing nothing. I think since we're so close to 9 o'clock, and I get up pretty early in the morning, as I know some of you all do as well, I think I will conclude this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had 22 check-ins tonight. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and we will be clear at 8:52 Central Time, 73, and have a good evening. Thanks, everybody. Basically reprogram the All-Star node during the net. That was interesting.
We now stand by for technical difficulties. KI9NE9OKA.
KI9E, go ahead, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. You better run for your life, man. This repeater keeps giving flood warnings.
Yeah, that's something there. We'll have to go Marine Mobile then.
You got any rain over your way? Yeah, I didn't catch you if you said something there, Jim.
I was saying, well, we'll have to go Marine Mobile if the flood watch comes in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does that quite often out here. It talks about a flood warning or a flood watch. You got any rain up where you're driving right now?
No, I'm here southbound on 421 at the moment. All dry and no weather happening. Nice out there right now. It's about 71.
Yeah, that's what I seen on the weather. On NOAA weather here a little bit ago. Said 70 here in LaPorte. I gotta get out here and run to Walmart here in a bit.
Okay, on Walmart, well, at least there shouldn't be too busy this time of night.
I got a gift card here a while back and I just came across it. And I keep forgetting to put it in my wallet and head over there. I'm going to do that tonight.
Sounds good, yep. Pick up some good stuff there.
Oh, yeah. I'm hitting the junk food aisles. That's what I'm going to do.
There you go. Get you some Doritos and some cheese dip.
I like your way of thinking. Did you guys have a problem yesterday? Johnson didn't make it to the meeting. That's unusual. Or Monday night, I mean.
Nothing that I know of that he would have stayed over on. Today was a busy day with the outage work and all that going on, but he wouldn't have been involved with that.
Yeah, we talked Friday or Saturday, and he asked me if I was going, and I said, yeah, and he said he was going to go too, but I mean it, he didn't. I was just wondering what happened.
Yeah, I seen him briefly just the other day. What were we doing? Trying to close in a circuit breaker. And, We had a meet us out there in the substation, and we are on the problem, but so he was out there. Monday or Tuesday.
Hey, Roger. I don't know if I told you or not, but that 220 radio I got from you, the ground wire came loose from the plug-in.
Well, yeah, you had mentioned that I think you were going to attempt to do like a factory reset on it, and you found a bad connection there. That's good.
That's right. Yeah, you were talking me through a factory reset. I turned it on and nothing, so I started checking the wiring there, but I gotta do something to correct that.
Is it still coming loose on you?
What was that?
Is that wire still coming loose on you, or it's not making a good connection?
It doesn't feel to me like it's plugging in like it should. It's just sliding in. It's not. I don't think it's getting. Nothing seems to be gripping it or holding it in place.
Yeah, maybe it's a little connection stab in there is spread open too far. I might have to kind of squeeze it back together with a screwdriver or needle nose pliers or something. So it'll have more tension when you plug it in.
Yep. Yeah, I need something like that. Are you still on there, Kurt? AC982.
Yeah, I'm listening for the moment. I'm going through some settings on the repeater right now.
I wanted to tell you that, when I bought this ICOM IC706 back at the Hamfest, the hand mic didn't work well at all with it. I think you were out there for the hand mic, and then Travis gave me a desk mic for it, and that straightened everything up then. I wonder if that's what happened to that one station out there tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's entirely possible, especially if the radio's been sitting around a while. You never know what could be wrong with it. But his audio was really, really, really low, so definitely got to work on that and try to get it back up there. New microphone or something. Something was definitely going on.
Yeah, I was talking to you to begin with. You told me you ate the mic, which I did. It sounded a little better, but not good enough. Later on that day, Travis brought me a desk mic over, and it's good as new now.
Is that what you're talking on now?
No, I am. I'm on a Hennington dual band, and the ICOM, I'm saving that for Boda.
Oh, okay, so you're going to carry a desk mic out there with you for Boda?
Yeah, that's the way it's going to go down. I'm going to be... And it's not that big of a desk mic either. Nothing like the Turners or the D104s that I'm used to.
Yeah, I'd almost consider putting the 891 and making that your POTA rig. and putting that 706 in place of the 891 to make that your base station HF rig.
Everybody tells me that, and I'm scratching my head over it. My 891 is a year old. This IC-706 is 20 years old. I would think I should just use it once in a while since it's old.
Well, I don't think it's going to matter. The more you use it, the better, in my opinion, the better it will be. So, but yeah, to each his own. I'm just thinking, so there's one less thing you got to carry out for photo, which is a desk mic. I know it might not be as big as some desk mics, but it's still going to take up space.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll talk to my nephew next time. He's coming over here pretty soon to set up my FT8. And I may do a switcheroo there. Then I need both radios set up for FT8. The one is set up, but it's not working right. The ICOM, I need it set up for the signal link that I got.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I got a signal link and I used it with my 7000, but I don't think I ever did FT8 with that. I used it, I don't remember what I used it for. I don't think I used it very long either. go ahead, Jim.
Hi, yeah, just about back home here now, still living in the subdivision. But I have one more quick comment on that polar modulation technology. They watched a YouTube video on it, and they mentioned that a 1,000-watt radio, if it had a 1,000-watt amplifier in it, would still work just fine off of a 120-volt outlet. So you don't have to run a 220 AC like you would have for a regular amplifier. So if they go to a 1,000-watt version, you can still run off a 120. So, interesting stuff there. But, all right, I'll say 7-3. Guys, have a good evening. KI-90, back to you, Mike.
Yeah, 7-3, Jim. Glad you made it home safe. You know, it gets me. I'm thinking back to the 80s, a long time ago, is when I ran power. I had a 500-watt ticker, and when I would try and use it, I had a high standing wave, and I didn't want to hurt my radio, so I pretty much never used it, because I couldn't get the standing wave to come down on it. So, but you're talking about to have a tuner and all that now, huh?
Have a good one, Jim, 73, and glad you made it home safe. You only need a tuner if you don't have a tuned antenna.
Okay. Back then when I ran for a long time was an Advante Sigma 4 3/4 wave ground plane. And then when that gave out on me, I went to the M-Tron 99. I just sold that kicker here a while back. I knew him, and I don't know, I haven't talked to him since I sold it to him, but he had just got his license, and he's still in the CBs, as a matter of fact. I sold him a couple of CBs along with the kicker.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll need a tuner if your antenna's not resonant on whatever band you're trying to use the amplifier on. Otherwise, the amplifier may reject it and not work. That's why they put a tuner in that flex radio. So if it's not down low enough, even though it's pretty good SWRs, it will fix, bring it down enough to where the radio is happy. Your SWRs are still the same at the antenna, but the radio's happy. You're faking the radio. But having a resonant antenna is obviously the ideal way to go. But, yeah, I'm going to do a quick restart of the repeater. Should only take a few seconds, but it will cut up for a second. So I'm going to restart it as soon as I unkey AC9HL.
Well, do you need me here or what?
CMN Network, MI3.